Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for supplemental funding to boost security at the U.S. Capitol building. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the effort comes in wake of the deadly insurrection on January 6th and threats of more violence.
Speaker Pelosi reiterated her commitment to address growing concerns about safety at the Capitol, but said the effort is hampered because the, quote, enemy is within the House of Representatives. When asked to clarify her remark, Pelosi said she was referring to lawmakers who have attempted to bring guns onto the House floor, as well as those who have threatened violence against their colleagues.
Windsor Johnston reporting. President Biden is lifting a ban on foreign aid to nonprofits that provide counseling on abortion. NPR's Narit Eisenman has the story.
The ban had prohibited U.S. foreign aid funding for privately run, overseas-based groups that, quote, perform or actively promote abortion as a method of family planning for women. Activities that were barred included providing referrals for abortion or offering advice or medical information on the procedure. The ban was first imposed in 1984 by then-President Ronald Reagan. Each incoming Democratic president since has lifted it. Each incoming Republican president who followed a Democrat reenacted it. But Trump's version was far more sweeping, applying not just to programs that offer family planning, but to the vast majority of global health programs, including clinics that treat HIV/AIDS, malaria, and malnutrition. Narit Eisenman, NPR News.
In Kansas, Republican legislators have voted to amend the state constitution to include a ban on abortion. The state Senate approved the measure Thursday, while House lawmakers there passed the same proposal last week. If voters agree, Kansas would become the seventh state prepared to ban abortions outright if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that protects abortion rights. A World Health Organization team of experts is set to begin meeting with their Chinese counterparts and others Friday in Wuhan. NPR's Michaeline Dukleff reports that the scientists are on a fact-finding mission to find the origins of the disease.
The team has been quarantining for 2 weeks at a hotel in Wuhan and is now beginning field visits throughout the city. The World Health Organization says the team will visit hospitals, laboratories, and markets. They will go to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the Wuhan CDC lab, and the Hunan market. They will also speak with some of the first COVID-19 patients. WHO said on Twitter, all hypotheses are on the table as the team tries to understand where the coronavirus came from and how it spread initially. The world has recorded more than 100 million cases of COVID-19, including more than 2 million deaths. Michaeline Dukleff, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress Cicely Tyson has died at the age of 96. In a career that spanned over 60 years, Tyson was known for her elegance, grace, and tremendous range as an actor. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
In the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, Cicely Tyson played a 110-year-old woman who was born into slavery.
Do you remember getting your freedom?
I hope I never forget it.
Throughout her career, Cicely Tyson looked for roles that were meaningful. In Sounder, she played the mother of a black sharecropping family. She portrayed Harriet Tubman and Coretta Scott King. Born and raised in Harlem, Tyson was a striking beauty who worked as a model before she became an actress. For a time, she was married to jazz legend Miles Davis. At age 89, Cicely Tyson starred on Broadway as an elderly woman who visits her hometown.
I guess the good Lord is with me today.
Tyson's excellence, actress Viola Davis once wrote, broke down doors for herself and for those after her. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Evacuations were ordered Thursday in wildfire-burned areas prone to mudslides in Southern California as an atmospheric river storm pumped drenching rains in the region. Blizzard conditions buried the Sierra Nevada in snow. The storm took aim Thursday at the Central Coast and dump up to 14 inches of rain in San Luis Obispo County. U.S. futures are down in pre-market trading. Asian shares are also lower. This is NPR News.
Support for